Reading from on this auspicious occasion of Nityananda Trayodashi, appearance of Lord Nityananda, we are just reading a few verses from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita on the glories of Lord Nityananda. So we speak a few words on Lord Nityananda and then Srinivas Hari also will join in and say something. I'm reading from Adi Lila chapter 5, text 5. Se Krishna Navadvipe Sri Chaitanya Chandra Se Balarama Sange Sri Nityananda. That original Lord Krishna appeared in Navadvip as Lord Chaitanya and Balaram appeared with him as Lord Nityananda. Sankarshanah karana toyashayi garbhodashayi cha payobdishayi seshascha yasyam sakalaha sanityanandhakya ramah sharanam mamastu. May Sri Nityananda Rama be the object of my constant remembrance, Sankarshana Seshanaga, and the Vishnus who lie on the Karana ocean, Garbha ocean and ocean of milk are his plenary portions and the portions of his plenary portions. Shri Balarama Gosani Mula Sankarshana Pancharupa Dhari Korena Krishne Rasevana. Lord Balaram is the original Sankarshana. He assumes five other forms to serve Lord Krishna. Abhane Korena Krishna Leela Rasahaya Srishti Leela Karye Kore Dhari Chari Kaya. He himself helps in the pastimes of Lord Krishna and he does the work of creation in other forearms. Srishti Adhika Seva Tanra Agnyara Palana Sesha Rupe Kare Krishnera Vivida Sevana. He executes the orders of Lord Krishna in the work of creation and in the form of Lord Sesha, he serves Krishna in various ways. Sarva rupe aswadaye Krishna sevananda Sei Balarama Gaura Sange Nityananda. In all the forms he tastes the transcendental bliss of serving Krishna. That same Balarama is Lord Nityananda, the companion of Lord Gaura Sundara. Shri Nityananda Rama ki. Saptama shloke ra artha kori chari shloke Yate Nityananda Tattva Jane Sarvaloke. I have explained the seventh verse in four subsequent verses. By these verses, all the world can know the truth about Lord Nityananda. Mayatite vyapi Vaikuntha loke Purnaishwarye Sri Chaturvyuha madhye Rupam yasodbhati Sankarshanakhyam Tam Sri Nityananda Ramam Saranam Prapadye. I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Rama, who is known as Sankarshana in the midst of the Chaturvyuha, consisting of Vasudeva, Sankarshana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. He possesses full opulences and resides in Vaikuntha Loka, far beyond the material creation. Prakriti tapara paravyoma namedhama Krishna vigraha yaiche vibhuti adi gunavan. Beyond the material nature lies the realm known as Paravyoma, the spiritual sky. Like Lord Krishna himself, it possesses all transcendental attributes such as the six opulences. Sarvagananta vibhu vaikuntha dhidhama Krishna Krishna avatare ratahani vishrama. That Vaikuntha region is all-pervading, infinite and supreme. It is the residence of Lord Krishna and his incarnation. Tahara upari bhage Krishna loka khyati Dwaraka Mathura Gokula Trividhatve sthiti. In the highest region of the spiritual sky is a spiritual planet called Krishna Loka. It has three divisions, Dwaraka, Mathura and Gokula. Sarvopari Shri Gokula Vrajaloka Dhamma Shri Goloka Shweta Dvipa Vrindavana Nama. Shri Gokula, the highest of all, is called Vraja, Gokula, Goloka, Shvetadvipa and Vrindavana. Sarvaga Ananta Vibhu Krishna Tanu Sarma ಕೃಷ್ಣತನು ಸಮ ಉಪರಿ ಅಧೋ ವ್ಯಾಪಿಯಾ ಚೇನಾಹಿಕ ನಿಯಮ. ಲೈಕ್ ದ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಕುಲ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಪರ್ವೇಡಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ಫೈನೈಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮ್. ಇಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಬೋತ್ ಅಬವ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬಿಲೋ ವಿದೌಟ್ ಎನಿ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ರಿಕ್ಷನ್. ದಿಸ್ ವೇ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಫಾರ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಮೇ ಬಿ ನ್ಯೂ. They may not know, so I will speak some fundamentals. I will speak in English because there are others here who don't know Tamil, and Srinivas Hari Prabhu will speak in Tamil. So this is a very, the truth of Lord Nityananda, Nityananda Tattva, is a very confidential subject matter. Not everybody understands it so easily. However, with some fundamentals and with the blessings of Lord Nityananda, anybody, even a most illiterate person, can understand the identity of Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya and his associates simply by the blessings. Lord Nityananda is none other than Lord Balarama. Balarama, when he came along with Krishna, he came as the elder brother of Krishna. He also came along with Lord Ramachandra as Lakshmana. And he came with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nityananda Prabhu. Today is the appearance day of that Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu ki. And Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, they are both powerful personalities, Krishna and Balarama themselves, who appeared in Kali Yuga to propagate the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, and to give mercy to many, many fallen souls who have no idea about God, who are extremely sinful, totally lost. Out of great mercy for them, the Lord appeared as Shishi Gaura Nitai. ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಸಹೋದಿತೌ ಗೌಡ ಉದಯೇ ಪುಷ್ಪವಂತೌ ಚಿತ್ರೌ ಶಾಂತೌ ತವೋ ನುದೌ. ದಟ್ ದೀಸ್ ಟೂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟೀಸ್, ಗೌರಂಗ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ, ದೇ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ನವದ್ವೀಪ್. ದೇ ಆರ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟೀಸ್, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಬಲರಾಮ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇ ಎನ್ಯಾಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಅಮೇಝಿಂಗ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟೈಮ್ಸ್. During Gaurapurnima, March 23rd, we shall celebrate the appearance of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Today is the appearance of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu appeared in another place, Radha Desh. He appeared in a place called Ekachakra, where a few days back, ISKCON built a very amazing, huge temple and inaugurated it. Today, Nityananda Trayodashi will be celebrated there. In Ekachakra Dham. Ekachakra is the birthplace of Lord Nityananda. Ekachakra is also mentioned in Mahabharata. Ekachakra is the place where Bhima, on the advice of his mother Kunti, killed that Bakasura. That is the place where the Pandavas came incognito after going through an attempted murder on them by burning the house of Lakh. They escaped and came to Ekachakra, and they were incognito, nobody knows. Just Kunti, Draupadi and the five brothers. They acted like simple travelers, Brahmanas. And this Brahmana gave one room, small place, next to his place. And that is how they heard about the fact that the Brahmana, it is his turn to go to Bakasura to be eaten, Narabali for Bakasura. And the next day, so they were having a dialogue, who will go? I will go or you will go? And the father was saying, I will go, all of you be careful, I will not return, so blessings. So they all cried together and said, son said, no, I will go. So there was a big emotional drama going on there, and Kunti heard this. And she said, why are you people crying? What is it? What is it that you need? Because she knows her sons are very powerful. So she asked, and they related the whole incident to her. Then she said, don't worry about that. My son will do the needful. Your son will do the needful? This is Bakasura. You don't know about him. My son knows all asuras, he knows. All of them know we have been through the forest and they are very powerful people. You don't worry about it at all. We'll take care of it. It's not your problem. I'll send my son. Very confident she was. Then they said, no, 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 we don't want it. You are our guest. How can we send you to die? She said, don't worry. Bakasura will die. Nobody will die. She told, and she was so confident. She was very elderly lady, princely lady. So the Brahmana succumbed to it. And that is how from there, you know, a cartload full of food items cooked was sent along with Bhima for Bakasura. Bhima traveled with great, you know, control for some time riding that bullock cart till it came to that Bakasura's place. After this, I can't control anymore. Carrying food and all, I've never done in my life. I've only done eating food. And he turned around and he said, forget the Bakasura and all. He sat and ate like nothing. He ate like nothing. And then he started yelling and screaming and all that. And then the Bakasura was hungry, food does not yet come. So he found who is making noise and he came out and he found this man eating everything meant for him. He became immensely angry. He came running and pounded Bhima on his back. Bhima, nothing happened, he continued to eat. He just continued to eat. And then that, you know, Bakasura again attacked. Then Bhima said, this is a nuisance, I got to finish him and get back to eating. Then he pounded Bakasura and finished Bakasura. And he finished his food also and was happily returning back. This is a story. Beyond that, there is attached Nityananda's pastime also that I will ask Srinivasari to continue from there. But Ekachakra is that place where Nityananda was born. Nityananda was born to Hadai Pandit and Padmavati. Hadai Oja, Hadai Pandit, very, very wonderful devotee. And Padmavati, both of them were a super wonderful devotee couple. And Nityananda was born to them today, on this day, on the 13th day of the waxing moon, Trayodashi, he was born. And he was so beautiful looking, so wonderful. Hadai Oja's great favorite was Nityananda. Nityananda's beautiful transcendental body, he would always embrace and feel ecstasy. Because Nityananda was Balaram. But he did not show any of his pastimes in his younger days much. In his younger days, he was playing always and performing Krishna's pastimes with all his mates. He was showing how Krishna killed Bakasura. They will all get together and make a jail and put two people dressed as Devaki and Vasudev. And inside they'll perform the drama of Kamsa coming and imprisoning them. Then they'll do Kamsa Vadana. Then they'll go to the forest with cows. With all the pastimes of Krishna, they were playing every day. And Nityananda in his younger day was completely absorbed in pastimes of Krishna. Then one fine day it so happened that a sannyasi came to Hadai Oja's house. So sannyasi comes, it's the duty of a grihastha to immediately welcome him. So he welcomed him, washed his feet and served him prasadam and gave him a place to stay. In this way that sannyasi stayed there and performed his sannyas duties, meditated on Krishna, read the Shastra, gave them association. Then Nityananda, he became very intimate with this sannyasi by serving him regularly. And then on the day that the sannyasi had to take leave and go, sannyasi normally doesn't stay in a place for too long. Sannyasi is meant to be traveling. So sannyasis come, take residence somewhere, benefit that grahastha for some days, and then they move on to another place, always depending on Krishna, not thinking that, oh, this place, good food is there, let us stay here for fully. Here there is nice, you know, facility, AC room, let me stay here. The sannyasi doesn't think like that, he has to keep moving. So this sannyasi, Shankararanya, his name was. So he decided to move off. But before that, he wanted to ask for some bhiksha from Hadai Ocha. He said, I am leaving. Thank you very much for all your services. I want one little favor from you. Then Hadai Ocha said, please command me what I can do for you. I am going to different places on pilgrimage and I want some assistant with me, a Brahmana assistant with me. And I was thinking I'll take your son Nitai with me. As soon as he said that, Hadai Ocha became completely disturbed because Nitai, Nityananda, was his life and soul. Every day he has to embrace Nityananda, see him, talk to him, keep on watching him. He and his wife Padmavati, so much attached to Nityananda. Natural, because he was Supreme Lord Balaram. And they were very broken. So he did not know what to do. He went and consulted his wife, Padmavati. This sannyasi has put me in a very, very tight situation. Neither can I say no to him, it will be against my grahastha dharma. Nor can I say yes to him and I cannot bear separation from my son Nityananda. How I am caught up in this situation, it must be Krishna's arrangement. And his wife said, why, it must be a test by the Lord. Even Ramachandra was put to that test. Vishwamitra came and told him, give me Ramachandra. I want to kill the demons. And Dasharath said, don't worry, don't, my son. I'll give you army. I will come myself. Don't worry. He said, no, I want your son only. Same way, there are many instances of people having to renounce their situation. But it is for the better only. This way, with great difficulty, they agreed and very happily Nityananda went off with the sannyasi. As he disappeared from Ekachakra in the horizon, Hadai Ocha, being unable to bear separation from Nityananda, fell down and passed away. Gave up his life. Nityananda left, traveled with that sannyasi all over to all sorts of places, pilgrimages, right up to Kanyakumari and up north, everything. Went and came to Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, he was staying secretly because he was waiting for Lord Chaitanya to start manifesting his pastimes. There's a shloka that says that I shall wait till Lord Chaitanya calls me and then we can together spread the Sankirtan movement. So there is an amazing account of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda meeting each other, which is a very wonderful account given. I will shortly describe that. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the other side, in Navadvip, he performed his amazing pastimes and he got initiated by Ishwarapuri and he started manifesting his ecstasy and he was dancing, chanting. And one day he told all the devotees who were very affectionate to him, he said, yesterday I got a dream. Before that he told them, very soon a very great personality is going to come here. Everybody is wondering, who is the great personality? And when he said that, Lord Chaitanya's eyes became very bright, full of tears. He was very happy and ecstatic. And then today he told them, I have a wonderful dream. In my house, a beautiful golden chariot came and stopped. It had a wonderful flag. And the chariot was so beautiful. And inside this was a brilliant personality, effulgent, sitting with a beautiful kiridam, and he had a plow, a mace, everything on his shoulder. And he peeped from the curtain of the chariot. Is this the house of Nimai? He asked. And looking at him, I became so fascinated, so happy. And then he disappeared. So I came out of the dream, and I think that person whom I was talking about has already come. He has already come. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya became very ecstatic, very happy. They're all whispering and asking, who is that person? Who is that person? Lord Chaitanya started describing him in terms, indirect terms. He's like this, he's like that. Who is this person? Who is this person? And whenever Lord Chaitanya speaks about him, he feels so ecstatic and happy. Who is this person? Lord Chaitanya said, all of you go and search for him. He looks like this. He's got a blue garment, he's brilliant looking, he's got beautiful earrings, he's got a kiridam. He's got a mace in his hand and he's always ecstatic. His garlands are surrounded by buzzing bees. And there's always tears in his eyes. He's always jumping, dancing and shouting the name of Krishna. He's in ecstasy all the time. So they said, okay, all of you go and find out where he is. He's already come to Navadvip. In the meantime, Nityananda Prabhu came to know that Lord Chaitanya has come back and manifesting his Leela. So he came to Navadvip. He came to Navadvip and same came to Nandanacharya's house. If you go to Mayapur, next to ISKCON temple, very close, walkable distance is Nandanacharya's house, who is a great devotee of the Lord. So he came to Nandanacharya's house and Nandanacharya said, who is this person so effulgent looking, wonderful looking, avadhut, like a sannyasi. He sometimes laughs, sometimes cries, dances, chants. He's always in a different world. So Nandanacharya saw him and became very attracted. He came and sat down. Nandanacharya gave him a place and he was in deep meditation. These people all went to see where is Nityananda, searching for him, searching for him. Then they all came back unsuccessfully to Lord Chaitanya and said, we could not find him. The Lord Chaitanya smiled and said, you think it is so easy to find out the Supreme Lord that you go search for him everywhere and anywhere? Nobody can find the Lord like that. And he said, come with me. Then he walked from his place right down the road to Nandanacharya's house. And in Nandanacharya's house he entered and he saw Nityananda Prabhu sitting on a pedestal in deep meditation and smiling. Very beautiful looking. And all these devotees looked at him. He said, who is this? Very effulgent, beautiful looking. And Lord Chaitanya became very ecstatic watching him. And he started getting ecstatic symptoms. And he approached him closer and closer. And then Nityananda Prabhu opened his eyes and looked at Lord Chaitanya, Vishwambhara, Nimai. And he became so happy. He came down and paid obeisances to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya paid obeisances to him and Lord Chaitanya tried to touch his feet. Nityananda Prabhu tried to touch Lord Chaitanya's feet. In both of them were trying to have a competition and both of them were crying. Then they were laughing. Then they were shouting loudly, roaring the name of Krishna. And they were chanting each other's names and they were embracing each other and twirling around. And they were in great ecstasy. Such a powerful meeting that the whole world shook. There was a thunderous situation. And everybody was chanting Haribol, Haribol and wondering, who is this? This looks so ecstatic. Then Lord Chaitanya introduced. Before that he spoke to Lord Nityananda, where have you been? Then Nityananda said, my dear brother, I'm waiting for you. In this way there was a beautiful... I'm cutting it short. It's a very fantastic description in the Chaitanya Bhagavat and in other places about the meeting of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. And Guru Maharaj will normally describe it very ecstatically. Today I'm remembering him. We are praying for his well-being. Nityananda Prabhu, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur very beautifully explained Nityananda Prabhu's tattva. Nityananda Prabhu is the original Guru. He is a sum total representative of all gurus. The potency of serving the Lord through guruship comes from Lord Nityananda. No jiva can become a representative of the Lord unless he is empowered by Nityananda. One jiva cannot become a representative of the absolute truth for another jiva. No ordinary jiva can become like that. Unless the jiva is empowered specifically by Lord Nityananda, only then can he carry out the role of a guru. In other words, every guru is an amsha of Nityananda. All jivas are amshas of Nityananda. So, Nityananda is supposed to be the sum total guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically instructed Nityananda Prabhu to preach to everybody and instruct them about the instructions of Krishna. Ask them to chant Hare Krishna. This was the order given by Lord Chaitanya. Prati gore gore ghiya karo kore ye bikha. Bolo Krishna, bhajo Krishna, karo Krishna shiksha. He told this, go to every house door to door and beg bikha. Please chant Krishna's name. Please serve Krishna. In this way, Nityananda Prabhu gave the mercy of Krishna to everybody. He is extremely merciful. Always very happy. He is always very happy. Ecstatic. And very, very kind to all the living entities. And always giving them mercy to become Krishna conscious. Without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot realize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And without understanding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his teachings, one cannot realize Radha Krishna. And nobody will have Krishna prema. So this is the root that is meant for Kali Yuga. So Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami, His Divine Grace, he was a powerful representative of Lord Nityananda, who is a titled Prabhupada, which means at whose feet all the Prabhus sit. All the Prabhus means all the Acharyas, all the Gurus. They sit at his feet. So he created the culture of many different gurus preaching the glories of Krishna, making people chant the holy name and leading them to pure Krishna consciousness through the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So Nityananda is the original guru. He is servitor God personality. Teaching people absolute tattva of God, of Krishna. So this is the role of the guru. The guru is a person who simply conveys information coming in the guru parampara to the disciple without changing anything, and he enlightens the disciple in Krishna consciousness and facilitates his movement towards pure Krishna bhakti. That's all guru is. I am saying that's all, but it's very difficult to be that's all. It's very simple. But most people in the world are not simple. Therefore, they are complicated gurus available. From asat guru to real rogues posing as gurus. None of them are representative in any way of real guruship under the tutelage of Nityananda. So, it is a duty of every follower of Prabhupada to actually give this message to others. Amar Agnyai Guru Hoi Tare Yai Desh. Lord Chaitanya said, by my order you become a guru and liberate this whole place where you stay. So those who understand these instructions of Bhagavad Gita, instructions of Lord Chaitanya and instructions of Nityananda Prabhu, they should all take upon themselves the duty of being guru, of instructing others. So today is a day that all those who are preachers of the holy name, those who are mentors, those who are bhakti vriksha leaders, those who are book distributors, those are all sorts of people who are giving out the mercy of Lord Chaitanya with one-pointed attention, taken that as a very, very close service to the heart. They should deeply pray to Lord Nityananda, because it is through Nityananda's mercy that we get the power, the energy, the empowerment to be acting as representatives, to be able to give Krishna consciousness. So today, by worshipping Lord Nityananda, you will worship Guru. Lord Chaitanya himself asked Nityananda, when can I do your Vyasa Puja? In one Leela. Yes, Nityananda, so when can I do your Vyasa Puja? Because tomorrow is Vyasa Purnima, it's a very nice day to honor you. Then Lord Nityananda said, I'll tell you. And then he went, brought Shiva's Pandit. This is all Leela. And he brought Shiva's Pandit by the hand and said, my dear Gauranga, this Brahmana's house is good for me to accept Vyasa Puja. And then there was a tumultuous kirtan. Lord Chaitanya also accompanied Lord Nityananda, and there was a big Vyasa Puja ceremony done for Lord Nityananda. So once when my Guru Maharaj had come to Trivandrum, we were celebrating Nityananda's appearance day, he said, all of you, each one of you, offer, make offerings to your Guru, Nityananda Prabhu. My dear Lord Nityananda, by your mercy, you make an offering like Vyasa Puja. We don't have the time to do that maybe, but I thought that sometime we should do that, at least from next year, that everybody should make heartfelt offering to Lord Nityananda. He is the original Guru, the Adi Guru. If you want to pray for our Guru, our Diksha Guru, our Siksha Guru, our counselors, our mentors who are instructing us, then today is a good day to do that. And if you are also acting in a responsible position as a counter-mensalar guru, then today is a good day to seek the mercy and empowerment of Lord Nityananda, so that all the persons whom you are instructing, all the persons whom you are giving Krishna consciousness to, may be blessed by the mercy of Nityananda. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki. So today is a very auspicious day to do that. And I hope all of you will take advantage of Lord Nityananda, who is very, very merciful. And so his lotus feet are described as being Koti Chandra Sushitala. Millions of moons together will be so cooling effect for the burning living entity who is burning by existence in this material world. Taking shelter at the lotus feet of Nityananda is very cooling. So the lotus feet of Nityananda are a great shelter. So if we can take shelter of the lotus feet of Nityananda, then Lord Chaitanya's shelter is immediately available. And in this way, these two great personalities who have descended for benefiting entire humankind, their blessings will be extended to us instantly. So I will stop here with this, and I will hand over the mic to Srinivas Hari Prabhu, who may also speak a few pastimes to you from Nityananda Prabhu's affairs. Hare Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu ki.